we've spoken a bit this week about the global reaction to Australia's bushfire emergency and I guess our government's response to it. It's prompted a lot of scathing critiques in publications such as the Washington Post, the New York Times, by a number of big-name celebrities overseas as well. The issue exploded on UK television this morning when Liberal MP Craig Kelly went on a program to defend his government's handling of the disaster and its stance on climate change. Check this out.
You're a climate change sceptic. You believe this has nothing to do with climate change. Explain that.
What causes the main thing of the fires is the build-up of the fuel on the ground and the drought.
At the moment, we want everyone to commit in the world to be 1.5 degrees to lower our global temperature rise. You can't even commit to 2 degrees.
Your Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, his response to these fires erupting all over Australia was to go on holiday to Hawaii. Why did he do that?
The only thing the national leader can actually do on this is basically wait until he gets response from those state premiers asking for more resources.
And that was a dereliction of his duty as leader of Australia.
All right, just a small taste there of the combative exchange between Craig Kelly and the very famous co-hosts, Piers Morgan and Laura Tobin. So it's obviously attracting a lot of attention this morning. Craig Kelly joins us now from Sydney. Craig Kelly, welcome to breakfast. Piers Morgan described you as a disgrace. Do you regret doing that interview?
Look, it was very disappointing. He simply didn't want to hear the truth. He didn't want to hear the facts. He seemed to be very completely fait what was actually happening down here on the ground in Australia.
But you weren't speaking the truth. You said that climate change had no impact on the bushfires. Why would he regard that as truth?
Let's firstly go through it. What I said, the climate change has not caused these bushfires. Let's be very clear about that.
So do you admit that it's exacerbated the risks that allow such an unprecedented fire event to happen?
Well, let's go through the science. Let's go through it calmly so we're not talking irrationally like, unfortunately, Piers Morgan was. That is, what causes the fire? We know that you need some form of ignition. Now, the majority of these fires, we've had unprecedented numbers of people being arrested and charged with arson offences. Now, that's not, the arson is not caused by climate change.
Sure. I don't think anyone, Craig Kelly, is saying that the fire emergency has been completely caused by climate change. What they're saying is it exacerbated the risks, which have then exacerbated the size of the fires. So yes, some are started by arsonists, some are started by lightning, but the scale of this emergency, which has now killed 25 people, has been affected by climate change. Do you deny that?
Well, firstly, this is a national tragedy that's happened, and now should not actually be the time to have this debate. But unfortunately, there have been people that have exploited this tragedy for their own ideological ends, making a lot of outrageous statements, and that's unfortunately what's necessary to have this debate now. Now, when you look at the other things that cause fires at Lakeland, it's the dryness of the atmosphere.
Yes.
And it's the dryness of the landscape. Now, the dryness of the landscape is caused by two things. First is the evaporation. Now, again, if we look at the peer-reviewed science, evaporation rates in Australia, even though we've had warming of the climate since the 1970s, it hasn't actually had increased evaporation. The scientists actually call this the evaporation paradox.
Craig Kelly, I don't think the listeners want a science lesson from someone who won't acknowledge the impact of climate change on these bushfires. Now, you talked there about not wanting to have this debate. Why did you weigh into this debate? You're a backbencher. Your Prime Minister has been out there in the last few days making the point that climate change is part of what's exacerbated this unprecedented disaster. Why would you then go on British TV denying that?
Well, I'm happy to defend my Prime Minister. I'm on that program to defend the Prime Minister. He was being attacked for what people were saying was a not adequate response from Australia.
Don't you think you embarrass the Prime Minister rather than defending him?
Not at all. Not at all. We're being attacked internationally, but people are saying Australians are not doing enough in the area of renewable energy. When the actual facts are, over the last 2 years, under this government, under this Morrison government, we've had the biggest uptake of renewable energy per capita of anywhere in the world. In fact, it's not just by a little bit, it's actually the next nation closest to us is Germany. And we've had an uptake per capita of renewables 2.5 times that of Germany and 5 times that of the average of the EU nation.
Okay, now, Craig Kelly, you talked about going on British TV to defend the Prime Minister. I think a lot of people will feel that you have embarrassed him. What do you think your colleagues are going to make of your performance?
Well, I think they'll understand that I've been out there defending our nation and where we've been unfairly attacked. As I said, you know, these facts have to be said. And whether if you go on these shows and they want to cut you off and not listen, well, you know, there's not much, unfortunately, I can do about that. The fact is they were in complete denial about the massive uptake of renewables that we have seen here in Australia under the Morrison government.
So you are linking climate change to bushfires now. You're talking about your government's track record on renewable energy. It just doesn't seem to make sense, this argument that you're putting together. Yeah, and even the broader argument that you were going on to defend the government. You actually embarrassed the government. You got completely schooled by a weather reporter.
Hang on. Well, again, the weather reporter, the weather girl had no idea what she was talking about.
Really?
Again,
She sounded pretty on point to me.
Well, again, no. She made the comment. She said the Australian environment is drying out. And that is just not true. If you look at the data, we have had more rainfall in Australia in the first 20 years of this century than we've had in the first 20 years of the last century. So between the years 2000 and 2019, there's been more rainfall in Australia than there has between the year 1900 and 1990.
Look, I don't really understand why you're comparing those two periods of time. It sounds like cherry-picking to me. And you've also made the claim that Australia ranks first in the world for renewable investment. But that's wrong. According to the Department of Energy, our own department...
You can't compare... We're 25 million people. The only way to give a fair comparison of this is per capita. And per capita, we've got the biggest investment of anywhere in the world. Now, again, now that's a fact you don't even seem to understand or know. You know, and this is why it's important to get these facts out so there's not this misinformation in the Australian public.
Well, when you look at installed renewable capacity, we're only 19th in the world. Why are you repeating the claim that we're number one?
No, well, I've said, and again, you're misinterpreting, misquoting my words. Over the last 2 years, under this government, under this coalition Liberal government, the uptake of renewables or the renewables coming into the grid have been higher per capita than anywhere else in the world. As I said, not just higher, but we're actually 2.5 times more per capita than countries like Germany, who come second. We're 5 times per capita higher than the EU. Now, that is a fact, as I think you've just acknowledged, is not very well known out there in the Australian public.
All right, great. So you've been out charting, trumpeting our wins in the renewable space in connection with the bushfires, which seems to acknowledge the climate link, but you denied that. So it really seems to unravel. And the former Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has come out saying that Tony Abbott's denialist cult has taken over the coalition. Is he talking about you? Are you part of that denialist cult?
There's no denialist cult. The only people that are not denying things are those that think that we can somehow, these bushfires could have been stopped if we had have sent more money to China to buy more solar panels. The reality is, there is nothing that we could have done in the last 20 years when it comes to renewable energy that would have had one iota of effect on these fires. But what would have had an effect if we had have been able to undertake more hazard reduction burns? And that's where the debate should be. Where should, as a nation, to mitigate these fires, should we put more money into investing in renewables, or should we put more money into reduction of hazard?
Why is it one or the other? Can't we do both?
Well, you only have our resources as a nation are limited. We don't have unlimited funds.
Really, you're saying we can't do hazard reduction burning and also invest in renewables? Because that's what we have been doing. Why wouldn't we continue doing that? Why is it one or the other?
Well, you can, but again, your resources are not unlimited in any government. Any nation only has so many resources. And I think it's very clear these fires have shown that, you know, we can make this argument now, that there's been an underinvestment in hazard reduction burns across the nation over the last several years.
All right, we'll get into that debate with our next guest, who's actually an expert in that. Craig Kelly, do you feel like our response to the bushfires has been an embarrassment internationally?
Absolutely not. In fact, what's been disappointing, we have normally been a very stoic nation. We've had these disasters in the past. Everyone's got behind the leader. We've got in there. We've done the best to clean it up. But unfortunately, during this national tragedy, trying to exploit it for political advantage.
All right, Craig Kelly, we appreciate you coming on the show for another series of tough questions. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Craig Kelly, who's a Liberal backbencher.